Good evening, I'm your host, and this is Meridane Daily for Friday, February 6, 2026. In an era where information moves at the speed of light, we're here to slow down, dig deeper, and help you understand not just what happened today, but why it matters for tomorrow. This is news powered by artificial intelligence, but delivered with human insight. Tonight, we're tracking breaking developments in the Middle East, examining troubling trends in AI technology, and exploring how global health leaders are preparing for the next pandemic. From diplomatic breakthroughs to market turbulence, from tech innovations to regulatory gaps, this is the day's news with the context you need to make sense of it all. Tonight, we're covering a tragic escalation in Gaza where Israeli strikes have killed over 20 people, including children, shattering a period of relative calm. We'll examine why US and Iran are sitting down for talks in Oman, even as both sides remain unclear about their objectives. In the tech world, we're investigating how a major AI platform is enabling custom deepfake pornography despite its own policies, while also looking at how home security is evolving with new battery-powered cameras. We'll break down why tech stocks are selling off amid fears that AI disruption might be happening faster than expected. And we'll explore how world health leaders are racing against time to build better pandemic defenses with mixed results 6 years after COVID-19 changed everything. It's a packed show tonight, so let's dive in. We begin tonight in Gaza, where the sound of explosions once again echoes through neighborhoods that had experienced weeks of relative quiet. Israeli strikes have killed between 20 and 23 Palestinians, with hospitals reporting that children are among the casualties. This violent escalation came in response to gunfire that wounded an Israeli soldier, a single incident that has now spiraled into what medical facilities describe as widespread attacks across the Gaza Strip. Here's why this matters beyond the immediate tragedy. We're witnessing how quickly the cycle of violence can restart in this region, even during periods that observers had cautiously described as calm. The mathematical brutality is stark. One wounded soldier has led to more than 20 deaths. But this isn't just about numbers, it's about the fragility of peace in one of the world's most volatile regions. What's particularly concerning is the pattern we're seeing. These weren't targeted strikes against specific militant positions. Hospitals report receiving victims from across Gaza, suggesting a broad military response that inevitably puts civilians at risk. Children caught in this violence represent not just immediate human tragedy, but the continuation of a cycle that creates tomorrow's grievances. For families in Gaza, this serves as a harsh reminder that even in moments of apparent calm, the threat of sudden escalation looms constantly. For Israeli families, the wounding of a soldier reinforces fears about security that drive support for strong military responses. The international community, meanwhile, finds itself once again calling for restraint while lacking the tools to prevent these cycles from repeating. Now, speaking of Middle East tensions, there's a fascinating diplomatic development unfolding that could have major implications for regional stability. After weeks of military threats and diplomatic wrangling over everything from security arrangements to meeting locations, American and Iranian officials are finally sitting down for talks in Oman. But here's what makes this story particularly intriguing. Nobody seems entirely sure what they're actually negotiating about. The fact that these talks are happening at all is significant. Just weeks ago, both countries were exchanging military threats, with Iran conducting exercises and the U.S. maintaining its robust regional military presence. The venue itself tells a story. Oman has cultivated relationships with both Washington and Tehran, making it one of the few places where such sensitive discussions can occur. But the unclear agenda reveals something important about the current state of U.S.-Iran relations. Both sides seem to recognize they need to talk, even if they haven't figured out what they want to accomplish. This is diplomacy in its rawest form, two adversaries sitting down not because they have a clear path forward, but because the alternative of continued escalation serves neither's interests. For the Biden administration, these talks represent an opportunity to prevent the Middle East from spiraling further out of control, especially as conflicts in Gaza and other regional hotspots demand attention. For Iran, it's a chance to potentially ease some of the economic pressure from sanctions while maintaining their regional influence. The challenge, of course, is that both countries have domestic political pressures that make major concessions difficult. What we're likely seeing is the beginning of a longer diplomatic process, not a dramatic breakthrough, but perhaps the first step back from a precipice that both sides recognize as dangerous. The outcome could influence everything from regional stability to global energy markets, making these uncertain talks worth watching closely. Let's shift now from international diplomacy to the digital realm, where technology companies are grappling with how to prevent their innovations from being weaponized against women. A disturbing new study has revealed how artificial intelligence platforms are being exploited to create custom pornographic deepfakes, despite explicit policies designed to prevent exactly this kind of abuse. Researchers found that on Civitai, a platform backed by prestigious venture capital firm Andreessen Horowitz, 90% of deepfake requests specifically target women, and users have found sophisticated ways to circumvent the site's own rules. This isn't just a story about technology gone wrong, it's about how quickly bad actors adapt to exploit new tools, often faster than companies can create safeguards. The mechanics are deeply troubling. Users are creating and sharing custom AI models specifically designed to generate non-consensual intimate imagery of real women. When the platform blocks certain terms or techniques, users simply develop new methods and share them with others. What makes this particularly insidious is the democratization aspect. Creating convincing fake intimate imagery used to require significant technical skills and resources. Now these AI tools have lowered the barrier to entry dramatically, meaning virtually anyone with internet access can potentially victimize someone. For women, this represents a new form of digital violence that can destroy reputations, relationships, and mental health. The images created can be so convincing that they're difficult to disprove, and once they're shared online, they can spread beyond any individual's ability to control. The broader implications here are staggering. We're seeing how AI tools designed for legitimate creative purposes can be repurposed for harassment and abuse. And despite billions in venture capital funding and sophisticated technology, companies are struggling to stay ahead of users who are determined to misuse their platforms. This reveals a fundamental challenge in AI development. The same capabilities that make these tools powerful for positive applications also make them dangerous in the wrong hands. The regulatory response so far has been insufficient, leaving women vulnerable to a form of abuse that didn't exist just a few years ago, but is now becoming increasingly common. Now, shifting to more positive developments in technology, let's look at how innovation is making home security more accessible and user-friendly. The home security camera market is undergoing a quiet revolution that could change how millions of people protect their properties. New weatherproof outdoor cameras are hitting the market with two game-changing features: battery power that eliminates the need for electrical installation, and subscription-free operation that cuts out ongoing monthly fees. Some models even include LTE connectivity, meaning they can operate completely independently of your home's internet connection. This might sound like a simple product update, but it represents something much more significant: the democratization of home security. Traditional security systems required professional installation, hardwired connections, and ongoing service contracts that could cost hundreds of dollars annually. These barriers meant that renters, people in apartments, or those without technical expertise were often left with limited options. The battery-powered approach solves multiple problems at once. Homeowners can install cameras anywhere on their property without running cables or hiring electricians. Renters can take their security systems with them when they move. And the subscription-free models mean that after the initial purchase, there are no ongoing costs, a crucial factor for budget-conscious consumers. The LTE connectivity option is particularly clever, addressing a key vulnerability in traditional home security. What happens when someone cuts your internet connection? These cameras can keep recording and alerting you, even if your home's Wi-Fi goes down. What we're seeing is technology companies recognizing that the best security system is one that people actually use. By removing installation barriers and ongoing costs, these innovations could significantly expand access to home security, particularly for demographics that have been underserved by traditional systems. This trend also reflects broader changes in consumer expectations. People increasingly want products that work immediately, don't require professional help, and don't come with recurring fees. The home security market is responding, and the result could be better protection for millions of households. Tonight's Science Spotlight focuses on a fascinating development in our understanding of how artificial intelligence might be reshaping not just technology companies, but entire market ecosystems. While we often think of AI as a distant future concern, new research is revealing how machine learning algorithms are already influencing everything from stock trading patterns to consumer behavior in ways that most people don't realize. Scientists studying market dynamics have discovered that AI systems are creating feedback loops that can amplify both positive and negative trends much faster than traditional human-driven markets. When AI systems detect a pattern, say, declining confidence in a particular technology sector, they can execute thousands of trades in microseconds, creating cascading effects that human traders then react to, which the AI systems then factor into their next decisions. This creates what researchers call synthetic volatility, market movements that are partially artificial but have very real consequences for people's retirement accounts and investment portfolios. What makes this particularly interesting from a scientific perspective is how these systems are essentially creating new forms of emergent behavior, complex patterns that arise from the interaction of multiple AI systems, even when no single system was programmed to create those patterns. It's a real-world example of complexity science in action, where simple rules followed by multiple agents create unpredictable macro-level effects. The implications extend far beyond financial markets. Similar AI-driven feedback loops are emerging in social media algorithms, supply chain management, and even dating apps. Understanding these systems isn't just academic curiosity, it's becoming essential for navigating a world where artificial intelligence increasingly influences the environment around us, often in ways that remain invisible to most people. Speaking of AI's market impact, let's turn to today's business developments, where we're seeing concrete evidence of how artificial intelligence fears are reshaping investor behavior. Tech stocks extended their sell-off today, with AMD experiencing particularly significant declines as investors grapple with concerns about AI disruption happening faster than many companies can adapt. Interestingly, Apple emerged as a relative safe haven in this turbulence, highlighting how different companies are positioned for an AI-dominated future. Here's what's really driving this market rotation. Investors are beginning to distinguish between companies that will benefit from AI advancement and those that might be displaced by it. AMD's decline reflects concerns that the chip maker might be caught in the middle of rapidly evolving AI hardware requirements, while Apple's resilience suggests investors believe the company's integrated ecosystem and brand loyalty provide protection against AI disruption. But this isn't just about individual companies. It represents a broader recalibration of how investors value technology businesses in an era of rapid AI advancement. The mixed earnings reports we've seen recently have only amplified these concerns, as investors scrutinize not just current performance but companies' AI strategies and their potential vulnerability to disruption. For ordinary investors, this market rotation presents both risks and opportunities. Traditional tech stocks that have been reliable performers for years might face continued pressure if investors believe they're not adapting quickly enough to AI trends. Meanwhile, companies with clear AI advantages or those in sectors less susceptible to AI disruption might see continued strength. The broader implication is that we're witnessing the early stages of what could be a prolonged period of market volatility as artificial intelligence reshapes entire industries. Smart investors are likely to focus on companies with strong competitive moats and clear AI strategies, rather than simply betting on the tech sector as a whole. Turning to global health, World Health Organization member states are making progress on pandemic preparedness negotiations, but 6 years after COVID-19 began, the results are decidedly mixed. Countries are pushing for a May 2026 deadline to establish a comprehensive pathogen sharing system, essentially a global framework for quickly sharing information about dangerous disease outbreaks. While this represents important progress, significant gaps remain in universal health coverage, highlighting how pandemic preparedness isn't just about detecting new threats, but ensuring all populations have access to basic health care. The pathogen sharing system under development aims to prevent the kind of delays and information gaps that characterized the early COVID-19 response. When the next pandemic emerges and experts agree it's a matter of when, not if, rapid sharing of genetic sequences, treatment protocols, and outbreak data could save millions of lives and prevent the kind of global economic disruption we experienced in 2020 and 2021. However, the universal health coverage gaps reveal a more fundamental challenge. You can't effectively respond to pandemics if large populations lack access to basic healthcare services. Countries with weak health systems become breeding grounds for disease outbreaks and are less capable of implementing effective containment measures. What's encouraging is that these negotiations are happening at all. The COVID-19 experience clearly demonstrated the costs of being unprepared. What's concerning is how slowly some aspects of preparedness are advancing, particularly in ensuring equitable access to vaccines and treatments during health emergencies. For individuals, the key takeaway is that pandemic preparedness isn't just a government responsibility. Maintaining personal health, staying informed about health recommendations, and supporting public health initiatives all contribute to collective resilience against future health threats. That's Meridane Daily for Friday, February 6, 2026. Tonight, we've traced threads connecting Middle East diplomacy to market volatility, from AI misuse to pandemic preparedness, all part of the complex web of forces shaping our world. The story that will likely define the weekend is those fragile US-Iran talks in Oman, where two adversaries are attempting diplomacy, even without clear objectives. It's a reminder that sometimes the most important conversations happen not when we have all the answers, but when we recognize that not talking carries even greater risks. Thank you for trusting us with your time tonight. We'll be back Monday with analysis of how these developing stories unfold over the weekend. Until then, stay informed, stay curious, and remember, understanding today's news is the first step to shaping tomorrow's world. Good night.